Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
Oh, it really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
Hello, Codust. I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jolene. We've only got a 30-minute show, and we're going to get started and do our birthdays. I've got a lot of birthdays.
Oh, well, happy birthday, everybody.
All right, we've got Candy Missbach, we got Juan Fox, Hannah Fontana, Peter Clausda, Ruben Champagne, I like that name, Ruben, Cornea Watkins, Tina Woodson Fox, Miss Tina down there in Frankfort, Michaela Willett, one of Gatewood's cheerleaders, Miss Michaela Pioneer Paula's son, I mean daughter, I'm sorry, Sutlet Antone, I think. It's an Indian name. It's so hard for me to say her name, but, I mean, happy birthday. Ray Banks, Brian Stokes, happy birthday down there in Frankfort, Brian. Love you with all my heart. And Emily Page Smith, that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any? Wow, every damn motorcycle in the world pit out here. Like hell,
I
every motorcycle
today.
I don't know if y'all can hear that. It's like every motorcycle in the world just decided to go in front of my house. Famous birthdays. Eddie Murphy, 55 years old today. Eddie Murphy is. Marlon Brando, born on this day in 1924 and passed away in 2004. Alec Baldwin, 58 years old today. Doris Day, 92 years old today. Doris Day is. Eric Braden, let my Victor out of prison, you jackasses on YNR. Today is his birthday, and he is 75 years old, and I am the biggest Victor fan in the world. Sorry, people. He is Victor Newman on my soap opera. Yes, I watch a soap opera. Love him. 75, Jolene. Can you believe that? Wayne Newton is 74 years old today, so a lot of famous birthdays. On this day in 1948, the Louisiana Hayride Radio program premiered on KWKH AM out of Shreveport, and that was in 1948. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. I know you've got a birthday.
I got, yes, my baby girl, Michaela, and I am in the midst of the tater day. Flying these rebel flags everywhere, girlfriend.
Are you, Paula?
I'm not, but everybody else is.
Question of the day. The question of the day
Michaela
is...
Michaela Willett is my birthday, and Nita Wells, my cousin. Happy birthday, Michaela,
sorry,
and you're in Florida.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Question of the day is, who said never give up on ganja? Nobody has answered the question. Miss Jolene, we've actually got a caller. Do you know who that is?
No, I'd have to look. I don't even know if I have that number or not. 8 1 1 5, I don't know.
Hang on, darling. Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy
Roger.
Radio. You are live.
Roger.
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 Well, hi, ladies. How are you doing out there today?
Hi.
We're good. How are you?
Doing great. Getting closer and closer. Finally getting government to recognize. We want to organize as an organization and be recognized and be respected as one.
Absolutely, Roger.
We're going to be doing a project in Palm Springs here really soon. We're bringing in topsoil, bringing in water, and we're going to turn the desert into a luxurious garden of marijuana.
Oh, wow, what a great idea.
It's
now,
a waste
you have
of land
to call
it's not
all
being done anything with. And again, cannabis will go ahead and regenerate the earth where they'll be able to grow other vegetables after we get through with the crop. So there's
right.
a lot of benefits that we're going to be able to show in Palm Springs that was a desert wasteland and turn it into a luxurious, beautiful Garden of Eden pretty soon.
Oh, boy, it'd be beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I know it would be. And just think, I mean, you know, if we got more and more people growing, more and more people might start growing their own food, you know.
That's what we'd like to see. I mean, we want to be able to be replenishing our own food for our own people and our own families instead of having to be reliable on Big Pharma.
Right. Did you know the question? Did you know the answer to the question of the day, Roger?
No, please give it to me. I apologize. I just wanted to just brief in and just say howdy. But please, what is the question for the day?
Question of the day is, who said never give up the ganja?
Never give up the God gift.
The ganja, yes. The ganja.
The ganja. Who never give up the ganja?
Right. Never give up the ganja.
Bob Marley?
No, but that's a good one.
Bob Marley, no.
Miss Jolene.
Yes, sounds like something I would say, but he is one of my all-time favorite actors. His name is Morgan Freeman.
Absolutely. One of my favorite actors also, Miss Jolene. I love it. I'm like, man, I mean, so we'll always remember that. It'll be a question you can, it's an easy question that to remember. Who said never give up the ganja? The answer is Morgan Freeman. I mean, I'm a big Morgan Freeman fan.
Morgan Freeman, that's right. That would be the second choice, yeah.
Right. So it's like, man. Wanted to thank you so much, Roger, for being on the show today and giving us a shout-out. I've got a shout-out to Randall Bland, Mike Davis, the Bead Daddies, thank you all so much. Mark Stephen Gamble and Raymond Buddy Platt, thank you so much, Raymond. We love you, Raymond. And then I've got Mark Stephen Gamble? Randall Bland. I actually get lost on that. Is there anything else you want to tell us, Roger?
Well, there was just one other point that I was bringing up, coming out with. I didn't know if everybody heard about what California is doing. They're banning all oils, and that's including the cigarette oils for vapor pens. They don't want any more vaporing. So the e-pens are going to be obsolete here pretty soon here in California.
Really?
Well, I think that's a good thing because those things are dangerous, aren't they? I mean, they're not good for you.
Yes and no. It comes down to, again, we're not certifying what's going into our products, and so therefore it's unsafe. I'd agree with them.
Right.
Right.
I do too.
Oh yeah.
You're not talking about cannabis oil or anything like that, are you?
Yes, it's including the cannabis oil.
Oh well, now that's bullshit.
It's bullshit because again, we're associated with another entity. That's why I'm saying we have to form this organization that's solely separate from everybody else, so they don't discriminate us on something else.
Now, what about
now?
Will that make the CBD oil also illegal?
Yes, make the CBD oil illegal. They're trying to turn this all into pharmaceutical, and also Big Pharma. They want to do all the growing, and they want to do all the doggone regulating and controlling by the big tobacco companies.
The cannabis oil and the CBD has absolutely nothing to do with all that shit that they put in those e-cigs.
Exactly. But unfortunately, we're carrying our same product. We're carrying our same product and using the same device. And so they're classifying it all as the same.
No. No. That's so
wrong.
That's
terrible what they can get away with unless we certify and say it's something different. That's why I think it's so important that our organization adopts a barcode that identifies what we do and what we don't do.
Will that be go with the other legal states too?
Yes, it will eventually carry on to the other states. And if, you know, California will set the precedence, and then the other states will take on the advantage because of what happens when they do take it.
Right.
They don't want the common person or the mom-and-pa stores anymore. They want big pharma or big corporations to run this industry so they can tax them.
Oh, yeah, I figured that.
It's a really terrible thing. I heard something back on the East Coast. They're trying to put regulations on how much THC could be in the marijuana now.
Oh, wow.
They had something like a 16% cap they want to put on it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going, what the heck's going on here? How are you going to be able to control Mother Nature and how much THC it makes?
By the time I get finished with it, it won't even be considered marijuana. Won't be anything actual about it.
Here's something that I had thought about earlier that, you know, for instance, of course, I mean, I don't know of anybody that's doing it, but this is just an example. Say, for instance, we pass, you know, because anytime you pass any type of a bill or anything, there's always these laws that goes along with it. So if we passed a marijuana law in our state or bill, do you know, I was thinking, I said, it came to me right out of the blue. I said, oh, my God. I said, you know, you take somebody that's just got some dirt weed, old Mexican dirt weed, which there ain't much of it, but you do hear of it still being around. If you got arrested, they're going to still charge them, even though they've got dirt weed, they're still going to charge them and say, oh, well, you didn't have your medical card, so that's medical.
It's going to be worse. They're going to say you weren't accepting the marijuana from a reliable source.
Right.
Yeah, the dirt weed is not here, so they're going to go ahead and arrest you because it wasn't certified to be medical.
Right.
You didn't
get
it from the medical provider.
Yes,
and
therefore they're going to cite you for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to. They want to take it out of the hands of the people being able to do it on their own, and that's what I'm trying to fight for. The purpose of decriminalization, to take away the laws and not add any more laws by legalizing it.
Well, I have to think that the biggest thing that it's going to shut down once it does take over is it would shut the pharmaceutical companies down and things because of the people that would start getting healed and cured of different things to where they wouldn't need all these pharmaceuticals.
Well,
so they're
if you keep saying it's doggone medical marijuana, they sure will. We're already handing it over to them by calling it medical. Why do we call it medical, for heaven's sakes?
Right.
That was a big mistake right at the start. But there again, there's normal for you. They had it all set up for us anyhow to go on the big pharma side anyhow with doggone federal government, and that's where they're at right now.
Yeah, I think Norma is not a hell. I don't agree with normal either. They're only benefiting for themselves, and like you say, well, you know, it's just like here in our state. We were talking yesterday about hemp and marijuana, and you know, our hemp people's like, oh, well, now remember, they're cousins. Well, I'm thinking, okay, wait just a minute. Hemp is nothing more but a male plant that seeds. He seeds. The female, she flowers. You know, and it's like a man and a woman to me.
Hemp is a different species of marijuana. It's not the same plant. They come from the same strain of hemp, but one produces THC and the cannabinoids, and the other one produces more fiber, and it will not produce THC at all. You can smoke it and you get doggone a headache. I tried it back there on the East Coast.
Right.
I thought, wow, look at these big plants.
Right.
Oh, boy, we get high. And smoke that stuff,
right.
I thought I was going to get sick. So first-hand experience, don't try that hemp, but don't get you high.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, it's a very valuable source, and I think there's a way we can cross the two and be able to benefit from both hemp and the THC. But see, our hands are tied. We're not even able to study such ways of possibly cross-generating the two plants together. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that are being held back that I know the government's already been doing for years, and they're planning on being bigger than what the existing industry is right now, for heaven's sakes, $15 a gram. That's ridiculous. But, you know,
yeah,
it's seriously, we grow a plant out here in California, and if it's an outdoor plant, it'll produce somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 pounds.
Wow.
And so that's a lot of work.
I've heard people here in our state that's really amazed me and that have said to me, well, you can't even get a pound of pot off of a plant. And I'm like, what the fuck are they growing?
What are they fucking growing? They're growing mostly, they're growing the clones. They're growing hybrids.
You know, to me, if you ain't getting over a pound off of each plant, way over a pound, then, I mean, hell, you better quit growing.
You better give up, yeah.
I mean, that's just the way I look at it. You might as well quit growing. I mean, or find you somebody that can grow for you because, yeah, I mean, it's like, man, I mean, because a lot of, you know, I mean, here in Kentucky, it's hard work. You know, it's not like, I mean, I don't know how it is out there in California, but, man, there's work to it. It's just like putting a garden out, hoeing a garden and taking care
of it
and things, you know.
I'm going to partnership with Hondo right now, a soil company, and we're coming out with a new soil that we could put in any state here in the union that has a living culture in it that creates growth pot without putting nitrates and phosphates to it. It automatically creates the culture in the ground.
Wow.
A lot of study that I'm doing in culturing now and ground culturing because that's really the secret of making your plant so good.
I like your 49-cent joints and $14 ounces, Roger. We talk about it all the time on the show.
Oh, we're going to have fun.
You haven't sent me my 10 joints yet, though, darn it.
Well, I'm going today. Tomorrow morning, I'm going up to the Emerald Triangle and talking to a lot of my buddies up there. And we realize what the government's doing, and we're going to donate a bunch of medication that we plan on giving away free to the next cop, just in joints, just to say thank you for everybody just standing together.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. I just got picked out by a Benton City cop with my new marijuana, Kentucky for medicinal marijuana shirt. Man, he was checking me out.
Well, the funny thing with this, the joints that we give out, we're going to put a lottery inside the joint. Whoever finds the golden joint during that whole thing is going to get a free pound of pot.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to have lots of fun where everybody's going to be able to participate. It doesn't matter how much money they got.
That is great.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Makes me want to move to California.
Well, hopefully, Colorado, I'm sure they want to do the same thing. But we just got to get all of our states together and going for one purpose and help one another states out promote each other.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm on two more radio. I can't believe since I've been on this radio show, I'm already on four other radio shows. Everybody's loving the idea that we can come together as a family. And I just can't thank you ladies enough for getting me on this show.
Well, that's wonderful.
Oh,
glad to have
you. Yeah. Thank you so much for being on here with us.
Well, again, every time I get a chance, I look at the clock and I go, oh, I missed the show again. Or okay, I got to get ready for the show. But, yeah, I just love talking in. And I like to hear what's going on for the main conversation, what people are actually talking about out there. And that's what I'm hoping for, what I'm doing, is get feedback from everybody because I'm no more different than they are. They got ideas, too, but we got to bring them out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We're actually going to have to take a break. Roger, we're going to put you over into the listen thing because we're going to take a break because we've got to celebrate 420 here on the East Coast of the United States.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 420 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. Take us away, Miss Jolene. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
Woohoo! Puff, 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 everybody.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer.
What a great, great little song that is. Great song. Thank you so much, Roger. Roger Southfield out there in California. He has 49-cent joints and $14 ounces. All right. Thank you all. Thank you all so much for being on the show with us today and things. We appreciate it. I don't know if Roger had muted us there or what when I brought him up. Big shout out to Michael Patterson, Pioneer Paula. Thank you so much, Miss Jolene. Thank you to the herd mentality. Thank you for being in the chat box, listening in today. We appreciate it. Appreciate it so much. Especially appreciate Roger Southland being with us. Roger, are you live there?
Well, I'm still doing good, kicking around, just waiting for this next week to have come about. I'm excited.
Now, tell us again what's happening next week.
Next week, I'm going up north. I'm going to be visiting with the people of the growers I know up there. They formed a union already, a union, cannabis union, that's a little over 2,000 strong now. And we're trying to form a structure of government like I'm trying to do with starting a cannabis minority group. But they're going to be a chapter of the group, and they'll be the growers of the group. And then we'll have the dispensaries of the group, the people that manufacture different products of the group. But we'll structure ourselves as a branch of government. So it's really exciting to go talk to these people about how they've structured their growers already.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll be talking to them about the barcode system. We'll be able to barcode, like I said, what we're doing and basically contracting and what the need is out there.
Right. Man. Well, we're definitely in a battle of prohibition, that is for sure, you know.
Well, I'm really close to martial law, I have to say.
Right. Well, yesterday they had that. Do what, Jolene?
So that's what I'm afraid of, that martial law.
Oh,
me
well,
too.
Me too.
Then Obama
me
will
too.
Be declaring himself a dictator.
Well, I'm hoping
yeah.
Obama, again, like I said, when I wrote him a letter about what I was trying to do, it would be wise for him to look at the overall picture of decriminalizing it himself before he leaves office. It would give a chance for him somewhat to reprieve himself or everybody give him such a bad name. I mean, I don't want to say pros or cons that I'm for or for against the man, but I'll say one thing about him. Took a lot of balls what he did so far.
I have to agree with you, Roger, that where if he would decriminalize it or even change it off of the controlled substance, you know, as a Schedule 1.
Yes, and reclassified it. Yeah.
And reclassified. Yeah, let's reclassify that son of a bitch, you know, and things. That would make a big, big, major difference right there, you know, reclassify.
Oh, yeah, it put a lot of pressure off the states by just that and doing it. By releasing some of the pressure as of the Class 1 and the kind of penalties they put towards states if they have penalties like that versus a Class 3.
Right, especially since they can't prove nary death from it. You know, if you've got something that's on a controlled substance with zero deaths, there's something wrong here.
Yes,
you know,
but again, I'm scared to death with shatter, and even though it's not reported, I do know people that have died from it.
From the shatter?
From the shatter, yes.
Yes. Well, I can believe that. I can believe that. You know, I really believe that. You know, but to me, that's not the, like, smoking way of it or juicing it or, you know. Right.
But, yeah, it was only for your own purpose. I mean, if you drank so much doggone alcohol, you'd apply the OD yourself, too.
Well, that's like my uncle. You know, here's an example. He's dead now. I got a Pippi LePew tattooed on my shoulder blade. He says James Collins, and he's smoking a joint because that's in memory of my uncle. And my uncle James said that. Oh my boy, I lost thought. Ugh, maybe I wasn't supposed to toad that one on him. It's sort of funny. Damn, can't believe that. It's completely lost it. Wow. I got to bragging about his tattoo on my shoulder of him. I tell you what it was. He said how greedy people was. You know, you got to watch who you're getting stuff from because he knows some guys that scraped paint off of the concrete floor in a garage and was making acid with it and selling it to people. Yeah, that's fucking paint. This is body paint off of automobile and shit, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, he's been dead for a long, long time. So you can imagine if they were doing that back, for instance, 20 years ago, what the hell people are doing now. You know, here's an example. I seen a video yesterday of some people, and they act like they were smoking marijuana. Well, come to find out they were smoking that sativa. Well, hell, this one dude, he fell from out the damn window. He fell out the damn, he climbed right out of his front damn window of his house.
Yep.
Like,
I believe it. See, but there again, they're going to say that's all because of marijuana related. The public is going to say that.
Right. And it's synthetic. It's a synthetic. It's a synthetic. It's like, man. Damn junk. Thank you so much, Herd Mentality. Thank you so much, Roger, also for being on the show with us. We're just about out of time here. We'll be back tomorrow with an hour show. Thank you, Pioneer Paula. Thank the love of my life. Thank you so much, Miss Jolene. God bless everybody. Everybody have a good evening out there. It's a horrible cold. It feels like freezing rain. We didn't get to do the temperature, but we're out of time on that. Love you, ladies. We'll be back tomorrow. Miss Jolene's going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.